Radio Theater, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD. Sarah Hines joins us this morning in the studio, our guest director for Stage 2's production of UMD's Almost Maine. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
Stage 2, she said in the voice of someone who just learned something fascinating, is completely student-run.
Yes, it is.
UMD's got more theater than you can shake a stick at. You know, you can hardly swing a cat without hitting a theater student.
Very true.
those are all bad ideas in the previous sentence. But Stage 2, student run. The company is student run. The students do the directing, the casting, the board, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that like? You're the president. Did you say you are the president of the theater company?
I am. It's a big opportunity, and it's really fun to do, to kind of collaborate with fellow students on making art, and we get a say in what we do, and it's really exciting that we can work together to create something beautiful.
You know, we've had Tom Isbell, for example, mm-hmm. on the show many, many times before, and I can only imagine what it must be like working under the tyranny of a person like that. But what are some things what's something you think that you can do with Stage 2 that perhaps you couldn't do in other theater activities or projects that are more coordinated by the department?
This allows us really the freedom to do a lot of different shows. So, like, we do a lot of student-written work, and student-written work doesn't get to go on to the main stage. That's just kind of how it is, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, it just is a thing. And so we're an outlet for students who are especially interested in playwriting to see their work in real time on stage, and we're actually in the works to helping a student right now get his play that he's written on some stage readings, and we'll see next year. It might be in our season, so it's a great opportunity, especially for student writers.
Well, and when you begin, there's no other way really to learn than to watch it on stage and to mm-hmm. say, oh, that worked beautifully,
or,
just
oh,
like I imagined
work.
It, or, oh, ah, e, I hadn't considered fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
The show that opened last night is called Almost Maine, and we talked about it a little bit before we went on the air, and you said mm-hmm. it's about love and loss. And I said, it's difficult sometimes with younger actors, and trying not to be patronizing, but, you know, people that have not experienced a lot of these things, and then you do a show. We talked about, for example, The Diary of Anne Frank, and you've got people that are, you know, playing adults and playing parents and playing grandparents in a show like that, and people that have not lived through these experiences, to bring those experiences to life and a challenge that is. You explained that Almost Maine is a story about love and loss. And that's something that's very accessible, obviously, to students. By the time you hit college, if you haven't experienced it yet, give yourself 5 minutes and you'll be right there. Talk about that, bringing that theme to life in this show.
Yeah. I lucked out. The script actually doesn't have a lot of inaccessible things for my actors. There's only one scene that is very heartbreaking that I was a little concerned about, but my actors have pulled it off beautifully. So it was really just about connecting with the characters and the actual people they were being, and the rest just came out, because the Almost Maine has the reputation of being very cutesy and sweet, and that's it. And I didn't want it to just be cute, because these are real people and their stories matter. So when we just kind of sat down and at the beginning of the process really fleshed out these characters, it wasn't hard to make the themes accessible.
And yet, when you have a challenge like that, and mm-hmm. we're not going to do spoilers, but when you have a challenge where you've got an experience or something in a script that the actors aren't familiar with, that's a challenge that they will face as actors if it's something that they hope to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a challenge that we face as human beings. I don't understand where you're coming from, and as an actor, you get to go out and research that and figure out where that is coming from. So when you encounter a challenge, what do you tell your actors if it's something that's outside their scope of experience?
like you said, just to kind of research and talk to people. I know, especially like with One River that opened this year, they got to talk and research the actual people they were representing. I was fortunate enough where I didn't have to worry about that. But I know directors, when that happens, it is very much kind of doing the research and finding someone who can talk to the experience of it.
So this is not, is this your first, this isn't your first show directing.
It is.
It is your first show directing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So last night you watched your actors get up on stage and do it.
I did.
What was that like, Sarah?
It was exhilarating. This stage two has given me this beautiful opportunity to be able to try out directing, and it has been fantastic. And it was just a beautiful experience to watch my actors like see the cultivation of everything that we've been working for and working on for the past 5 weeks. It was just a very heartwarming moment.
Fantastic. They brought it to life. Did they make you proud?
They made me so very proud.
That's fantastic. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Almost Maine is a stage two production, and it runs at the Marshall Performing Arts Center in the Dudley Experimental Theater through the weekend. And Sarah, again, break a leg to you and your actors. We'll get a link set up so there is additional information about tickets and show times and all that good stuff. Radio Theater is a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD. Radio Theater made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.